Here's two guys who can handle the truth.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
But we can. Xavier Will. Scott Goble. RX Muscle Australia proudly presents Aussie Muscle Radio. Yeah!
Welcome to another episode of Aussie Muscle Radio. It's the 29th of October 2012, and I'm joined as always by my co-host and compatriot in crime, Scotty the Baldhead Eagle Goble. Scotty, how are we doing?
We're doing well, mate. Stealing Wi-Fi at the front of Spartan's gym as per usual. Hopefully we get a good connection. I haven't closed down all my things on the laptop here, so I might just get onto that while you tell us what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, well, we've got a big show ahead of us. We've got a great interview with Eleanor Reedy coming up later in the show, where she talks about, you know, she's suffered with adrenal fatigue for quite a while now and only been recently diagnosed, and she did a great blog on Activewear Online and all that kind of stuff. So we talked to her about that, like, really in depth, and it's kind of a problem that plagues a lot more people than you probably think. It's just kind of a thing that's kind of, I suppose, people kind of keep to themselves a bit more and maybe put off and not sure what's wrong with them. So that's a great interview. We're going to talk about the 2012 IFBB Prague Pro Show. That was just held over the weekend, and there's great coverage through Aaron Singerman and Christopher Technician Aceto on rxmuscle.com. And yeah, we're just going to talk about a few things like that, a few things that were happening with our sponsors, and yeah, we're going to do the Ask Scotty as always, Scotty.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good. All right, we'll start with the 2012 IFBB Prague Pro wrap-up. It was a big show, another one where a lot of guys have still kind of continued on with their diet, and they've kind of gone over to, you know, done the European tour type thing like they've had in years prior and stuff. It's a big surprise, actually. Dennis Wolfe comes out. He didn't do the British Grand Prix, but he came back and did this one. He gets his first pro win in a while, I think, but maybe even since the Australian Pro Show. And yeah, takes out Sean Roden, the third place Mr. Olympia finisher. Scotty, do you think this was the right decision at this show, or do you see it going a different way?
I don't think it's impossible for Dennis Wolfe to beat Sean Roden, and from the few pictures I've seen, Dennis looks to have come in really, really full for it, which generally helps him hide his flaws. I think he's improved. He's loosened his hamstrings immensely. I don't think his hamstrings are a weak point by any means. Yeah, look, I don't have a problem with the decision. It probably one of those ones that could have gone either way. I wonder if the judges or the IFBB is thinking, well, we can't just have Sean Roden take all these qualifying spots for the Olympia and shut everyone out. Maybe we should flip-flop things here. But, yeah, I don't have a problem with the decision at all. I love Dennis Wolfe's look.
Yeah, I think Dennis looked a lot better than he has been looking in a few shows. Like, you know, so he's a little bit hit and miss, Dennis Wolfe. I think he looked pretty good overall. I would have still liked to see Sean Roden win, even though Sean Roden wasn't his 100% self. But I don't really have a particular problem with the decision going by the pitches. But as you know, obviously it's a different thing in person. And Aaron and Chris Aceto obviously helped Sean, so he might be a little bit biased. But Aaron, you know, thought it wasn't really a contest and Sean Roden should have won, but who really knows unless you're there. Johnny Jackson, the best, probably one of the best renditions of Johnny Jackson in quite a while. He comes in and takes third spot, rather. What do you think of Johnny, Scott?
Man, he is absolutely, it's the best I've seen him. I don't know what he's doing, but he is so full and so hard. Like, he's just got the combination down perfectly. His upper body is probably the best on stage, and when his legs are really, really hard, you can kind of forgive the fact that they don't have a whole lot of sweep, and they're still pretty good from the side. So I was very, very impressed with Johnny. I thought he was absolutely a lock for third at worst. He was really in the mix.
Yeah, Johnny looked absolutely insane. Like you said, the last few shows, he has been incredible. Like, at the Olympia, I thought he's really good, but I think he's got even better since the Olympia, and has even come in a little bit fuller and maybe even harder. So whatever Johnny's doing, I suggest he keeps doing it, because he just looks absolutely insane. Ed Nunn comes in fourth. I think this was definitely the right decision. I think he deserved to be rewarded and moved up ahead of guys like Rolly Winkler. And in this show particularly, I think he deserved to beat Tony Freeman. I think Ed Nunn looked pretty good overall.
I thought he looked great again, maybe the best he's looked. I don't know how he's done it because he's competed in quite a few shows recently. He should never have lost to Rolly Winkler in any of these end-of-season shows. So finally he got his just desserts and he knocked him off. I mean, not that fourth is going to give him a whole lot of points or really put him in the running to be on the Olympia stage since he hasn't accumulated any points in the previous shows. But he looked the goods and got the placing he deserved. Tony was probably a little bit smooth for Tony, as usual, from the back, where Ed Nunn was completely on the money. So, yeah, no, I'm not... not surprised. I'm pretty happy with the way these decisions went, actually.
Yeah, same. In fifth, we had Tony Freeman. As you said, he was a little bit soft from behind and he had a few little problems there, but I think he's just a little bit burnt out, like probably a few of these guys are, especially like Tony and Rolly Winkler. You can kind of really see that. And even in Sean Roden, a little bit, I think you can see that he's a little bit burnt out and he's just fading a little bit as the shows go on. In sixth place, we had Robert Pietrowicz. I know I'm saying that wrong, but that's about as good as I can do. He's really done well with what he's got, I think, because, you know, early in his career, he was kind of very consistently placing low. He's been able to come in, I think, a lot harder. He's brought his waist in a little bit, I think. I think he's just a little bit more balanced kind of overall, and his cuts are coming through a lot better. What did you think of Robert?
He's hard as rock. He's one of the best conditioned guys in the show, and that's what gets him his placing. Structurally, he can't hang with any of the guys we've mentioned up until now. He's just does not have the taper and the quad sweep and things like that of the other guys. So, yeah, he got a very good placing, and he got it based on being probably the hardest guy in the show, or one of.
Yep. Now, Ronda Raquel, Scotty, he's been falling since that sixth place at the Mr. Olympia. What do you think Ronnie needs to do to kind of get back? Because he wasn't at his best here, and that's clear. You know, he finished out of the top six here, and he's obviously finished top six Olympia. So what do you think he needs to do? Is it just a condition issue, or is there a kind of a muscle issue, or what do you think's going on?
It's mostly conditioning. If he absolutely dialed it in, I'm sure he'd be up there with Johnny Jackson and those guys. So, yeah, he does need to come in harder. He should be his number one priority, and he needs to get control over his midsection. I'd say they're the big ones.
Yeah, he definitely lets his midsection go. Even though he's very pleasing to look at, he does let it go sometimes when he's transitioning and stuff like that. So I definitely agree with you there. Rolly Winkler in eighth, as we've said before, he needs to... we don't know what he really needs to do. He looks like he needs to have time off or something. He just constantly looks very flat. Like, he's got a lot of muscle, but he looks very... just, I don't know, he's just not popping or anything like that. You can tell by just looking at the photos. But it looks like he's got water and he's just not filling out his skin like we've seen him in the past.
Yeah, he's... man, I don't know what he's doing. He's going backwards, and the only thing that seems to be hanging around is his unbelievably genetic arms, and they're still absolutely crazy, but... in my opinion, they're not enough to get him the placings he's been getting. Even this placing is about as good as he can get. If you look at the comparisons of the top five or six when Rolly got a call out with him, he's just a clear last, like just getting hammered by guys like Ed Nunn and Johnny Jackson, which a couple of years ago you wouldn't have thought of being the case. He hasn't gone forwards at all. I don't know what he needs to do. I don't know if he needs to move to America and get rid of Grandma and start afresh or what, but whatever he's doing now is not working, so he needs to change it.
Yep. Now, Mike Kefalianos, the Aussie Greek, in ninth. What did you think of Mike? Do you think he maybe should have placed ahead of Rolly?
Yeah, I would have been pretty happy for him to be ahead of Rolly. He was a lot harder than him. He sort of seemed rounder and fuller as well. I don't think Rolly's got an incredible structure. So I think, yeah, Kef could have beaten him.
Yep. And that's about it for the really notable names, top nine. You got a few other guys in there, like Grigori Toyin and stuff like that, but they're the main names that we're going to talk about. In the 212, that was probably just as good a show as the men's open was, really. The top six were absolutely phenomenal, and there's guys outside of that that looked good as well. We had Flex Lewis coming in and winning this. It was pretty well agreed that, you know, he could have won or he should have won and stuff like that. Do you think it was the right decision?
Yeah, I do. I think he's got the best overall package. He wasn't the hardest guy. Eduardo Correa was definitely harder than him, as were probably a couple of other guys. But he's so pleasing to look at. When you break him down sort of shot by shot, he's always very good. He doesn't really have a weak shot. Eduardo, I don't know, he's... Well, his back double buy is absolutely crazy, and his side try. His front double buy, you know, you can tell that his legs aren't up to par with his upper body and things like that. He's just got a couple of weak shots where Flex looks absolutely amazing in every pose. He's still hard, but, you know, he's still got the striated glutes. It's just maybe the depths of separation isn't on par with Eduardo's, but not many people do have that level of conditioning. So, yeah, I'm always happy to see Flex win these shows.
Yep. Now, Chris Aceto and Aaron Singh were talking about it's going to be between Eduardo and Flex Lewis for the title. That wasn't to be in the end. It was actually more between Flex Lewis and Sami El Haddad, who finishes in second. Did you think this was a gift for Sami?
I mean, he beat Eduardo recently in the British show, so I think maybe the judges had already sort of pegged him as the biggest challenger. Both times you could say he was maybe a little bit lucky against Eduardo. Like he doesn't really have much against him other than perhaps proportion. Eduardo seems bigger and he seems harder. So yeah, it's probably, I wouldn't say it's a gift. There's an element of luck involved.
Yep. Now looking at Eduardo, he's doing a side tricep when he moves into kind of where they do the side tricep almost from the front, where he's locking out his quad and stuff, and he just looks, his legs look like, they're not obviously as big as branches or anything like that, but they've got the nutty, you know, separation and striations and vascularity that branches has, and he just looks awesome in that shot, and he just looks hard all over, so it is kind of hard to see how he would lose to Sami El Haddad, but, you know, if you can justify someone beating someone in at least one way, you can kind of see it, so Sami probably does have a better shape than Eduardo, but yeah, it was kind of a strange decision, I think. William Bonac finishes in fourth. This guy's kind of come out of nowhere. He has competed in shows before, but he's just improved a lot in recent times. I think he looked really good. I think he was very, very thick. The only off-putting thing about his physique is that hernia above his belly button, which really, really kind of sticks out. But if he kind of gets that fixed, he's thick everywhere and he can do really well in the 212.
Yeah, he's very, very good. He's been shaking it up and getting rave reviews. The judges are noticing him against, you know, some really big names. So, yeah, he can move up, absolutely. He's just good.
Yeah, for sure. Now, in fifth place, we had Khalid Elmas-Sinawi. That's about as good as I can do. He looked really good, I think. He kind of shocked me here. I thought Masoom Butt would come in and probably beat him. But they decided to go with a slightly thicker upper body dude. But I don't necessarily agree with the decision of him beating Masoom Butt, Scotty.
I'm a big fan of Masoom Butt. I wouldn't have a problem with him being in fourth. Khalid, like you said, he's got a really nice round chest and shoulders and things like that. So, yeah, he's got some very impressive poses. His hands class most muscular and stuff like that. He's good. I agree. I would have had Masoom Butt ahead of him, but the judges just like that denser upper body, I guess.
Yep. Now, in bikini, we're not going to cover this a lot, Scotty, because we're not going to give the reviews they probably deserve. Justine Munro comes in and wins. I think she looks absolutely amazingly phenomenal. I'm not sure where she's competed before, but she looks very good, very good. And apparently Aaron and Chris were saying, even Chris was saying, yeah, you could see she was kind of a clear winner. So she goes in and takes that title when we'll be competing at the 2013 Miss Olympia, Miss Bikini Olympia. And yeah, and all these winners obviously qualified. Dennis Wolf got his qualification here, I guess. And yeah, if you guys would have picked up some points for next year, I'm sure a lot of those 212 guys, like Sami El Haddad, I think he will probably almost be guaranteed now. He's got a few second place finishes. It's going to be hard for him to kind of miss the Olympia Cup now.
Yes, you're probably right. Justine Munro, she really does have some amazing glutes, doesn't she?
She does have amazing glutes, yes. Aaron was saying he said probably the best butt in Prague, and then he went on to say probably the best butt in the world. So, yeah, people are high on her, so she looks absolutely awesome. So, yes, big fan all around. That's about it for our first segment, Scotty. After the break, we'll be back with your Ask Scotty segment.
Paying inflated prices for products which are full of hype and fillers? At Bulk Nutrients, you get the purest products available direct from our factory. There are no middlemen, contractors, distributors, or shopfronts. Bulk Nutrients stocks protein, carbs, aminos, pre-workout recovery, encapsulated products, fat burners, test boosters, and so much more. Bulk Nutrients is 100% Australian-owned and operated, and will give you higher quality and better prices guaranteed. So visit bulknutrients.com.au. It's your one-stop shop. International Protein is an Australian company owned by qualified food scientist, IFBB Pro, and three-time world champion Christine Enville. At International Protein, we don't believe in selling overhyped or fad products, so you can be assured that if a product has our name on it, the formulation has been developed based on the latest nutritional research in the field of strength and conditioning performance. At the core of International Protein, there are five key principles: taste, quality, affordability, results, and flexibility. Christine Enville is proud to share her successful nutritional formulations with people who are serious about their body, their sport, and their performance, so they too can reach their ultimate goals. Look for International Protein in all good health food and supplement stores. Mass Nutrition is Australia's premier sports supplement provider, with over 13 stores Australia-wide, stocking everything from protein powders and pre-workout mixes to weightlifting accessories and gym apparel. Mass Nutrition covers all your fitness needs. Owned and operated independently by Australia's best bodybuilders, you know you're not only getting the best brands at the best prices, but you're getting truly expert advice as well. Fuel your fire at one of our Mass Nutrition retail outlets, or shop online at MassNutrition.com.au. Editor-in-Chief of RX Muscle Australia, Xavier Wills, is an amateur bodybuilder who's won state titles and competed on the national level. He's been competing since the age of 16 and wants to bring his knowledge to you. Xavier offers full off-season and contest preparation plans at affordable prices to get you shredded and ready to hit the stage without sacrificing that hard-earned muscle. Xavier keeps in constant contact with his clients and offers text message support, weekly Skype or phone calls, and personalized assessments to keep you on track and get the results you desire. You can contact Xavier Wills on his official Facebook page by searching for his name. You can also find Xavier on rxmuscle.com.au, or you can send him an email at xavierwills@rxmuscle.com.au. Get in shape now. Contact Xavier Wills today. Are you looking for some of the most groundbreaking, highest quality nutritional supplements on the market? Then look no further than BioFlex Nutrition, 100% Australian owned and direct from the manufacturer. You'll get some of the most pure and affordable supplements offered today. Better yet, with no proprietary blends or fillers, and by including only the best ingredients, we proudly bring to the market Australia's purest range of supplements. Find us online at bioflexnutrition.com.au. BioFlex Nutrition, Australia's purest supplements. That's BioFlex, ready to go.
Welcome back to Aussie Muscle Radio. I'm here with Scotty, the bald-headed Eagle Global, once again, and we're here for your Ask Scotty segment, Scotty. Are you ready?
I'm always ready for this.
Always ready. All right, Scotty, we've just got two questions, so it'll be a bit of a quick one, but that's all right. Now, the first question. Do you think your heavy workload and potential lack of sleep hampers your chances of winning a pro card next year?
Doesn't enhance it, that's for sure. I mean, leading up to contests, I generally don't sleep a whole lot or that well anyway. It's not unusual for me to exist on 4 hours sleep for the last 4 to 6 weeks. I don't know. It probably does. If I'm being realistic, yeah, it probably does. If I did nothing but have all the time in the world, if I won Tats Lotto and cut back on my workload dramatically and had time to get more deep tissue work and do everything 100%, then it's only going to benefit me. But at this point in time, it's not impacting my workouts. My workouts are still very productive, I feel. My meals are on point. Due to Muscle Meals Direct, they're supplying all my meals. So that's also saving me a little bit of time. So it's mostly mental that I'm exerting myself. Like my work's not physical. I've got sales roles, I've got PT roles, I've got my online diets and contest preps and everything else. So it's really just mental. And I'm not going to mentally fatigue on matters of bodybuilding. God, I hope not. If I did, I'd be in a great deal of trouble. So maybe, but I don't care. I'll still get on stage looking the best I've ever looked.
Very good, Scotty. I think you will look the best you ever looked because you put a lot into, I suppose, you've detoxed yourself and done all those kind of methods and stuff. And I think it's going to just benefit your physique and you're going to probably, your body's just going to operate better, I think. So I think you'll do very well. And I'm very excited to see the likes of you, Luke Shembri and Gary Wright and Ali Barry and all those guys on stage. And it should be a very exciting pro qualifier.
It should be indeed. And I think the figure and the bikini will deliver equally. So I think
yes,
will be the biggest show of the year next year.
Yep, certainly. Do you take anything for sleeping, Scotty, like pre-contest? Because obviously I've had the same problem before where you just cannot sleep or you wake up very early in the morning with hunger issues. Do you ever take anything like that?
I've taken the Dorian Yates GH Blast last year and I thought it worked great. I built up an amazing immunity to it, like anything. I started off taking one scoop and crashing out for a great deep 4 to 5 hours sleep, and then soon it was two scoops, and then soon it was two scoops before bed and two scoops in the middle of the night, and I could just function fine on it all of a sudden. But yeah, those formulas are good. I'll save using those until I really need them. At the moment, I lay down at 11 p.m. and wake up at 5 a.m. Having not moved.
Very, very good, Scotty. What I did once at one contest where I was taking melatonin, and I was taking just the regular form of it, and I later discovered after listening to Superhuman Radio of Carl Lenoir that when you take a regular form of melatonin and not a time release, you spike your melatonin levels a bit too early, so then, you know, it gets out of your system, and then you're wide awake in the morning. I kept taking more and more and more of that pre-contest because I kept waking up at 4 a.m. in the morning and feeling starving and stuff, and then I realised why it was, because, yeah, it was too much too early. So, yeah, I don't recommend taking a non-time-release melatonin unless you intend to sleep for about 4 hours. Anyway, Scotty, we'll move on to the next question. What is your favourite or the best bodybuilding DVD or video of all time in your eyes?
Look, it's a toss-up. Three come to mind straight away. Surprisingly, it's it's not Kai Greene. Both of Ronnie's, it's Unbelievable and Costa Redemption. Both of them equally crazy. Maybe Unbelievable edges it out just because...
Really? I reckon Costa Redemption.
Yeah, well, it's not the R. Xavier segment, is it? So
yeah, well,
just pop
yeah.
down over there. So, yeah, I think just because he's in contest shape or very, very near to contest shape, so every exercise he does just totally, totally freaks me out. Just with his conditioning, because he's hanging around 280 something pounds and he's ready to get on stage. I don't know why they were dieting him down to, you know, the 250s when you see him looking like that at 280. So I thought, Unbelievable. Deadlifts 800 pounds. That back workout is just the craziest thing you'll ever see in your life. But then Costa Redemption has that just insane leg workout. So, you know, get both of them. And the other one would be good old Blood and Guts. That thing was awesome. I loved it. If you want to actually see good exercise technique, don't watch a Ronnie Coleman DVD. Don't watch a Jay Cutler DVD. Watch a Dorian Yates DVD, because that guy knows exactly what he's doing in the gym. And you can tell that every single set, you can see the fatigue building up in him, and you can see him fighting every rep, every single centimeter, and he never, ever gets close to mentally breaking or anything like that. He just grinds it out until there's absolutely nothing left, and I love that about Dorian Yates. He's an absolute beast in the gym, so they'd be the ones I'd be getting.
Yeah, I haven't seen that Blood and Guts in ages, so I wouldn't actually mind getting that and seeing that very soon. It's a very good DVD. That's about it for your Ask Scotty segment, Scotty. If anyone has any Ask Scotty questions, please email them to me, or you can Facebook me, Xavier Wills, or so my email's xavierwills@rxmuscle.com.au, so it's xavierwills@rxmuscle.com.au, or yeah, just send them through as a private message on Facebook, or add me as a friend or whatever. And make sure you like RX Muscle Australia on Facebook, and also Scott Goble Bodybuilder. And we'll be back in 2 minutes with the Ellen Aridi interview of the week.
Paying inflated prices for products which are full of hype and fillers? At Bulk Nutrients, you get the purest products available direct from our factory. There are no middlemen, contractors, distributors, or shopfronts. Bulk Nutrients stocks protein, carbs, aminos, pre-workout recovery, encapsulated products, fat burners, test boosters, and so much more. Bulk Nutrients is 100% Australian-owned and operated, and will give you higher quality and better prices guaranteed. So visit bulknutrients.com.au. It's your one-stop shop. Mass Nutrition is Australia's premier sports supplement provider, with over 13 stores Australia-wide, stocking everything from protein powders and pre-workout mixes to weightlifting accessories and gym apparel. Mass Nutrition covers all your fitness needs. Owned and operated independently by Australia's best bodybuilders, you know you're not only getting the best brands at the best prices, but you're getting truly expert advice as well. Fuel your fire at one of our Mass Nutrition retail outlets, or shop online at massnutrition.com.au. International Protein is an Australian company owned by qualified food scientist, IFBB Pro, and three-time world champion Christine Enville. At International Protein, we don't believe in selling overhyped or fad products, so you can be assured that if a product has our name on it, the formulation has been developed based on the latest nutritional research in the field of strength and conditioning performance. At the core of International Protein, there are five key principles: taste, quality, affordability, results, and flexibility. Christine Enville is proud to share her successful nutritional formulations with people who are serious about their body, their sport, and their performance, so they too can reach their ultimate goals. Look for International Protein in all good health food and supplement stores. Editor-in-Chief of RX Muscle Australia, Xavier Wills, is an amateur bodybuilder who's won state titles and competed on the national level. He's been competing since the age of 16 and wants to bring his knowledge to you. Xavier offers full off-season and contest preparation plans at affordable prices to get you shredded and ready to hit the stage without sacrificing that hard-earned muscle. Xavier keeps in constant contact with his clients and offers text message support, weekly Skype or phone calls, and personalized assessments to keep you on track and get the results you desire. You can contact Xavier Wills on his official Facebook page by searching for his name. You can also find Xavier on rxmuscle.com.au, or you can send him an email at xavierwills@rxmuscle.com.au. Get in shape now. Contact Xavier Wills today. Are you looking for some of the most groundbreaking, highest quality nutritional supplements on the market? Then look no further than BioFlex Nutrition, 100% Australian owned and direct from the manufacturer. You'll get some of the most pure and affordable supplements offered today. Better yet, with no proprietary blends or fillers, and by including only the best ingredients, we proudly bring to the market Australia's purest range of supplements. Find us online at bioflexnutrition.com.au. BioFlex Nutrition, Australia's purest supplements. That's BioFlex, ready to go.
Welcome back to Aussie Muscle Radio. I'm here with IFBB pro figure competitor and multiple time Miss Australia, Eleanor Reedy. Eleanor, welcome to the show.
Hello, thanks for having me.
No worries at all. Now, this is going to be a little bit of a different interview today. It's not going to be the standard, I ask you what you do for training, you know, you talk about diet and all that kind of stuff. Well, you will talk a little bit about diet, but we're going to talk about a health issue that you've been having for quite a while now, and you were diagnosed only just recently. And what is that, Eleanor?
I was just recently diagnosed with severe adrenal fatigue.
Yep. Now, you've had a huge amount of support since you've come out publicly about it. It was only a few weeks back. You came out publicly and did a blog on Activewear Online about your adrenal fatigue and all the things that come along with that. What's the response been like?
The response has been quite overwhelming, to be honest. I didn't think so many women would approach me or email me or text me letting me know that they were going through the exact same thing. I guess I knew that some women would be out there feeling very similar to the way I was, but just in no way as much as the response was. You know, I was getting emails and Facebook emails and text messages and personal emails from women all throughout Australia and throughout the US as well, just letting me know their story and just giving me praise that I've, you know, come out publicly and started talking about it.
Yeah, and I've kind of I've got a little bit of understanding about this because I've gone through whatever I went through. It was chronic fatigue, adrenal fatigue, whatever it was. I was never really properly diagnosed, I guess. You know, doctor said I had chronic fatigue, but he's kind of like, oh, that's what it is. No real test kind of defined or separated that. So I kind of got an insight, and I know you told me you had had this problem. I think I told you I had that problem first, and you were just seeing how I was doing and all that kind of stuff. And it's kind of almost comforting to know that someone else is in the, you know, you don't wish it upon anyone, but
exactly.
It's comforting to know someone else is going through the same thing, and you're not kind of alone, and you're not going crazy, basically, because sometimes you think it's a little bit in your head, don't you?
Oh, totally. Look, there was days where I was just thinking, you know, what is wrong with you? You've got an awesome life. You have great opportunities. There was nothing wrong in my life, and I was just feeling so horrible, and I couldn't really understand why. And, you know, I was thinking, am I lazy? Is that the problem? And you just kind of do your head in, kind of, you know, trying to self-diagnose. You're on Google all the time, or you're doing research trying to work out what's wrong with you. And of course, doctors have, or regular GPs have, absolutely no idea. I remember you saying before you got diagnosed you'd been going to the doctor for, you know, a couple of years and nothing would come up. Same with me. I'd been going to see several different doctors for the last 4 or so years, trying to, you know, get blood tests and trying to work out what was actually wrong with me. Of course, I didn't have the severity of the symptoms that I did then, but they were definitely, you know, warning signs. And a lot of the doctors didn't even know half of the things that I wanted them to test for. You know, they don't even actually recognise adrenal fatigue.
Yeah, it's amazing like that, isn't it? I had many, many blood tests. I went to many doctors, many specialists. And they really, GPs, they know a little about a lot, really, and which doesn't really help when you've got a kind of a specialised
especially
problem.
When you're an athlete as well, you know. You know, not specifically competing, but just an athlete in general. And a lot of these women that emailed me, not all of them competed. Most of them, well, 99% of them were actually athletes. And I'd be scared to think of the amount of non-athletes that are in high stressful jobs that actually have this condition.
Yeah, for sure, because it does affect almost every aspect of your life, because you would, like on a, you know, a weekend day, you'd think, okay, I don't have work or anything like that. You'd wake up and I don't know what your symptoms are exactly like, but I'd wake up and after a few hours I'd think, oh, I've got to go to sleep.
Before
I go. Yeah. You think I've got to go to sleep before I do something.
Oh, my God, yes.
And the amount of frustration that goes with that, because it's not just, oh, you can go to sleep and you'll be fine and you can do it after that. It's the frustration of not being able to, yeah.
It's like Groundhog Day all over again. You know, you get a good night's sleep and, I mean, at the start, I mean, I never really had bad sleeping problems. I was waking up 3-4 o'clock in the morning occasionally and not being able to get to sleep. But as it got worse, you know, I was sleeping okay throughout the night and I was sleeping 3-4 hours in the middle of the day, usually after a training session. I'd just zonk out. I'd be out for 4 hours and wake up for dinner and have a great night's sleep again. And same thing all over again. And then there were times where, you know, I had a whole month of waking up at 3-4 o'clock in the morning and not being able to get back to sleep. And of course, I've got early morning clients, so I'd go to work, get back home at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and I just felt battered. You know, I felt every single day I felt as if I had been out drinking the night before and I got no sleep. That's exactly how I felt for at least a month. That was when things were really, really bad. But I guess things are going much better for me now, which is great.
Yeah, it's definitely a relief. But it is one of those up and down things. I don't know, have you been kind of up and down with your tiredness? Because that's what I went through. I go through and I'd start to feel a little bit better maybe for a few weeks and I think, okay, I'm on the improve, I'm going to be better after this. And then you kind of get hit again maybe. Has it been like that for you?
Oh, totally. Look, there's I definitely got worse before I got better, and then I'd have some bad weeks and good weeks. And, you know, the last 2 weeks for me have been fantastic, but who's to say in the next couple of weeks I might have another bad week? You just don't know. And emotionally that's hard, because just when you think you're on top of it and you're doing the right thing, am I doing everything nutritionally right, or have I slowed down my exercise, am I resting enough? Just when you think you've got the right everything together, it can sometimes play on your mind once you have a bad week or a bad day.
Yeah, of course. Now, when I was reading your blog, a lot of things kind of rang true with me as well. And you mentioned something about having dry skin and stuff like that. Mm. I had, I don't know if it was the same kind of deal with you, but I had, when I'd get tired, like in the day or whenever I did get tired, I'd get this, my skin would dry out very, very quick around my face. My eyes would be sore. Was it the same kind of thing with you, or is that a different kind of feeling?
My skin was definitely getting very dry. I was having a lot of symptoms at the same time, so it was hard to work out what was doing what, and at the time, of course, not knowing that I had adrenal fatigue, it was hard to pinpoint what was causing so many different things. But dry skin was definitely a huge sign. You know, I was drowning my body and my face in coconut oil every single night, and still nothing was happening. And I normally have pretty good skin. Unless I have a bad meal or something, which is not very often. So I knew something was up, and because of so many other, I guess, symptoms, it was definitely warning signs. But, I mean, it was kind of annoying, because there's not many things that you can do to help your dry skin unless it's getting better, which is so much more complicated than putting moisturizer on or taking, evening primrose or cod liver tablets or stuff like that. So it's a little bit more complicated.
Yeah, there's no quick fix kind of thing for that, unless, exactly. For me, it was just, I have to go to sleep, otherwise I'm in a lot of discomfort. Yep. Now, with chronic fatigue and a lot of fatigue syndromes, depression generally comes along with that. I'm not sure if you've been through that, but I definitely felt down and, you know, just not having motivation to almost do anything. Mm. Even though you kind of almost feel like you'd want to do something, you kind of almost didn't have a motivation.
Totally.
Did you go through depression at all with this kind of thing, and how was obviously... If you did, how was that to handle with your husband, our Eddie, and stuff? Like, was it hard? Was there conflict there and stuff because he just doesn't understand? Or,
oh, look, there was never conflict. I wouldn't say I was depressed, but I definitely felt down. I couldn't. The only reason I could, I guess, think that there was a reason for feeling down was probably poor body image at the time. That was the only reason I could kind of explain why I felt horrible. A lot of the times it wasn't more depressing, it was more frustrating not to be able to do the things that I wanted to do. Even cleaning the house, like I'd plan to clean the house and I'd sit down and I'd just stare at a wall for about an hour and not get anything done. And that was really hard, you know, like even going out with friends. You know, you go out, catch up for a coffee, and 10 minutes in, I'm yawning, and I'm thinking, fuck, I just want to go home, and I just want to sleep. So I wouldn't say depressed, but I definitely felt down, and I can totally understand where a lot of this is misdiagnosed by doctors, where they think you have depression, and they just give you antidepressants and think it's going to go away. I can totally understand, but... yeah, for me it was just more feeling really upset and kind of stuck. I just didn't know what to do. I felt shit all the time. Al was great because he supported me. You know, I'd come home, have a nap, and he was really good. Like, he never thought that I was being slack or making excuses or anything like that, which is good. Plus, he's really funny, so he always lifts my mood up and makes me feel 50 million times better than what I normally do when I'm not around him. So I'm thankful to have a supporting husband and b, a husband that's very, very funny.
Yeah, I was actually going to mention that our humor might actually help the situation and make you feel a bit better if you felt down.
Totally.
Now, obviously, you had this for a long time and you went to numerous amounts of doctors, naturopaths and all that kind of stuff. You eventually found a doctor that understood you and could help you and diagnosed you in the end. What was that like to find someone like that? Was it just a huge relief, or was it the realization that you did have something wrong with you and it was hard, or what did you feel?
Look, initially I was so upset because I didn't Okay, let's go back. When I first went to see my doctor, just talking to her, just her telling me what test she was going to take, what she thought it was a huge relief for me that a doctor was actually listening to what I was saying. A lot of the times doctors would just kind of shrug you off and, you know, talk over you and I guess tell you that nothing's wrong with you and exercise more and eat less and, you know, all this stuff that we already know. So it was a huge relief, for her to listen to me and get all the right tests. When I did get diagnosed, it was pretty upsetting because the fact that she said, you know, you'd be in recovery for 2 years, don't think that it's going to take anything less than that, that was pretty hard. But, you know, I'm glad that we're here because, you know, if I hadn't have met her, it would have taken a lot longer to get better.
Yeah, of course. Now, what kind of is she the one who's put in like a plan for you over this next 2 years, or have you gone and seen I suppose like other naturopaths and stuff like that to kind of get a idea of what to do?
No, she's given me a protocol for me to follow. I just had another checkup today. Things were okay in some areas, not so okay in some other areas. So it's just going to take time. I've been doing everything possible, nutritionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, all of the above to get better. I've also been seeing a Chinese doctor as well. I've been getting acupuncture to kind of just relieve stress and to change my chi energy flow and stuff like that. So I'm sticking by what she says, and I'm hoping for the best.
Yep. Now, what kind of, you mentioned obviously you're doing all these type of spiritual things and nutrition things and all that kind of stuff. What natural remedies are you doing?
Well, I'm doing a lot of herbal supplements, which are like ashwagandha and Siberian ginseng, and I'm on adrenal glandular supplements as well. Look, I think the most important thing, if anyone's to take away something from this, is if you're not feeling well, you really have to listen to your body. I had so many women email me and they said that they were doing pump and weight training 4 or 5 times a week and they're still running and they're still doing high intensity work. That's the last thing your body needs right now. You just got to give it up. So right now I haven't been training for the last 8 weeks and I've been feeling pretty good, which is a first for me. I very rarely took time off in the gym, and if I did, it was only a week or so. So to have this amount of time off has been definitely good for my body. I've been doing yoga, I've been doing a lot of breathing exercises, and I've been walking. That is it in terms of exercise. Anything more, I think it would just stress out my body. As you know, if you have adrenal fatigue or any kind of fatigue, your body's in, you know, starvation or fight or flight mode. You don't want to stress out the body any more than it is already stressed out. So you really need to do things to repair and restore the body.
Yep. Now, do you use like meditation or anything like that? Or do you do any kind of, when you say spiritual, is that what you mean by that?
No, spiritual I mean by yoga and, you know, working out what upsets me and what stresses me out and, you know, trying to reduce the stress in my life, which isn't a lot, but, you know, it could be little things, you know, it could be people, it could be places. So it's really about working out how to create a little bit more balance in your life and a little bit more calm. You just can't get upset over the things that you used to get upset about because it really does affect your health.
Yeah, of course. Now, with your nutrition in this period, what are you doing like a lower protein approach compared to normal, maybe to you know, make the digestion a lot easier for your body, or what are you doing there, or is it just a kind of a standard diet that you'd normally do?
It changes every day, but the basic principles are I am going a little bit lower in protein. I do a lot of bone broth, which enables the body to absorb. It helps digestion, and you don't have to induce as much protein when you're doing bone broth. By bone broth, I mean you buy organic bones, marrow bones, beef bones, chicken bones. You boil them. or you roast them, then you boil them for, you know, up to 24 hours, so you're getting as much minerals and vitamins as possible. And I have that every single day. I have low carb, almost paleo. I'm probably about 90% paleo at the moment, and I'm doing high fats. And I've found that, you know, saturated and animal fats have been working really well for me.
Yep, sure. What kind of fats do you have? You said animal fats and saturated fats. Is it the saturated fats through like coconut oil and things like that?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of coconut oil, a lot of organic butter. And I'll buy usually organic meats that aren't necessarily too lean either.
Yep, like salmon and grass-fed beef or stuff like that?
Definitely grass-fed beef, yes.
Yep. Now, your personal training business, that's what you do for a living. How's that been affected? Are you cutting back your clients? What have you kind of done there?
Yeah, at the start, it really did affect my health because I didn't want to cut down on clients and I really wanted to see everyone in the week. But I just found that it was just too hard. My doctor was extremely surprised that I had not been bedridden for the last 3 months and advised me to sleep in as much as possible just to allow my body to get a natural rise in cortisol on its own. So I have had to cut back a lot on clients. At the moment I'm not doing as many morning clients as what I normally do, but I'm definitely doing a lot more nights, which is the reason why is because I have a lot more energy in the evenings as opposed to the morning. So I'm doing good, you know, I'm not struggling or anything like that. I have, my clients are all amazing. They obviously know now the reason why I was taking a lot of time off, and they're very understanding and they're very cool. So they support me 100%. So in terms of that, yes, I have slowed down quite a lot. I've made a lot of changes in my life with work and home and stuff like that.
Yep. Now, you mentioned obviously a few symptoms before and I brought them up. Is there any that people out there that are listening to this that think they may have a fatigue problem? Is there any other symptoms that you can think of that you've had that...
Wow, there are so many. basically just feeling extremely tired in the morning, really, you know, wanting to hit snooze, and not wanting to get out of bed, feeling tired in the middle of the day, taking long naps. Keep an eye out for when you have high GI foods, how they affect you. Usually you'll feel you might get a rise from them, but you'll definitely get a low from them straight after as well. Obviously skin problems, allergies, hives, eczema, just generally feeling tired, putting on weight, heart rate going up at odd times. That's quite a lot there, but I'm sure there are plenty more as well.
Yeah, of course. I found when I actually got it as well, I think it was actually probably caused from when I last competed, which was in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
I pushed my body very, very hard. Then I was feeling very ordinary and horrible. And I noticed that I just didn't have any desire to compete. I just did it for because I told people I was doing it, and I just didn't have any desire to actually do things as well. You'd almost want to do it. You think oh, that's what I want to do, and you know you kind of want to do it, but you just don't have that drive. You feel ordinary. You feel like you need to sleep every day. I think if you feel anything like that, I think you need to go and see someone. Do you have a name of a doctor you went to see? Is there any recommendations in terms of who to go and see, or to see a naturopath or to see a GP?
Definitely don't see a GP because they will have no idea. Integrative medicine, holistic doctor. My doctor is Dr. Pam Dagley from the NIM Wellness Institute in Hawthorne. She's pretty much fully booked at the moment, so you probably won't be able to see her until next year. But pretty much a holistic doctor or any doctor within integrative medicine. Can I also just add that another symptom of adrenal fatigue is always craving salt. That actually had been craving salt for so long, and I'd always kind of keep it in check, and it's actually something that you really, really need to replenish the adrenal glands. That's another symptom that you should kind of keep out for too.
Yep. Do you recommend people actually introduce salt?
Yes, it's very important. If you do have adrenal fatigue, it's important to have not table salt. You need to have I usually use Himalayan pink salt, but definitely don't use table salt. They say that, you will hold a lot more water because of it, but they say if you do have adrenal fatigue, your sodium levels are quite low, and that's usually why you need to replace it so much. Obviously drink lots and lots of water. Other kind of natural supplements that work really well is vitamin C as well. And obviously, your vitamin Bs too for energy.
Yeah, sure. I think we do a lot of the similar type things in terms of natural remedies. I suppose we've both kind of looked it all up and searched Google and, done everything like that.
Every day.
Yep.
I'm always looking for, one miracle solution, and there isn't. The reality is you just have to rest and let your body heal.
Yeah, that's right. Now, will you be keeping people up to date with your activewear online blogging?
Yeah, I will. I'm probably due to write another blog, and I think it will be good to just inform everyone on, not necessarily give advice, but just let people know, what protocol I'm doing, what I've found to be working, what makes me feel better and what makes me feel worse.
Yeah, and I'm sure they'll get a huge amount of hits as well, because when I was looking on Google, I struggled sometimes to find things that were helpful. Came across some forums and stuff like that. But I definitely encourage anyone to go on Activewear Online and look at your blog, the last one you posted, and obviously, stay tuned for all the other blogs. And we'd love to get, at RX Muscle Australia, we'd love to get Activewear Online as a sponsor on our website as well. So if you put in a good word for us, we'd be very happy.
Okay.
All right, thanks for being on the show, Eleanor. It was a great interview, and I think it's really going to help a lot of people. And you're probably going to have a million more emails, and just understand if she doesn't get back to you because she is very tired.
Bring them on. I love answering emails. Love it.
Excellent. All right, thanks for being on the show, Eleanor. That's Eleanor Reedy, IFB Pro Fit Competitor.
Paying inflated prices for products which are full of hype and fillers? At Bulk Nutrients, you get the purest products available direct from our factory. There are no middlemen, contractors, distributors, or shopfronts. Bulk Nutrients stocks protein, carbs, aminos, pre-workout recovery, encapsulated products, fat burners, test boosters, and so much more. Bulk Nutrients is 100% Australian-owned and operated, and will give you higher quality and better prices guaranteed. So visit bulknutrients.com.au. It's your one-stop shop. Mass Nutrition is Australia's premier sports supplement provider, with over 13 stores Australia-wide, stocking everything from protein powders and pre-workout mixes to weightlifting accessories and gym apparel. Mass Nutrition covers all your fitness needs. Owned and operated independently by Australia's best bodybuilders, you know you're not only getting the best brands at the best prices, but you're getting truly expert advice as well. Fuel your fire at one of our Mass Nutrition retail outlets or shop online at massnutrition.com.au. International Protein is an Australian company owned by qualified food scientist, IFBB Pro, and three-time world champion Christine Enville. At International Protein, we don't believe in selling overhyped or fad products, so you can be assured that if a product has our name on it, the formulation has been developed based on the latest nutritional research in the field of strength and conditioning performance. At the core of International Protein, there are five key principles: taste, quality, affordability, results, and flexibility. Christine Enville is proud to share her successful nutritional formulations with people who are serious about their body, their sport, and their performance, so they too can reach their ultimate goals. Look for International Protein in all good health food and supplement stores. Editor-in-Chief of RX Muscle Australia, Xavier Wills, is an amateur bodybuilder who's won state titles and competed on the national level. He's been competing since the age of 16 and wants to bring his knowledge to you. Xavier offers full off-season and contest preparation plans at affordable prices to get you shredded and ready to hit the stage without sacrificing that hard-earned muscle. Xavier keeps in constant contact with his clients and offers text message support, weekly Skype or phone calls, and personalized assessments to keep you
on track and get the results you desire. You can contact Xavier Wills on his official Facebook page by searching for his name. You can also find Xavier on rxmuscle.com.au, or you can send him an email at xavierwills@rxmuscle.com.au. Get in shape now. Contact Xavier Wills today. Are you looking for some of the most groundbreaking, highest quality nutritional supplements on the market? Then look no further than BioFlex Nutrition. 100% Australian owned and direct from the manufacturer. You'll get some of the most pure and affordable supplements offered today. Better yet, with no proprietary blends or fillers, and by including only the best ingredients, we proudly bring to the market Australia's purest range of supplements. Find us online at bioflexnutrition.com.au. BioFlex Nutrition, Australia's purest supplements. That's BioFlex, ready to go.
Welcome back to Aussie Muscle Rodeo. Another terrific interview for Aussie Muscle Rodeo with Eleanor Reedy there. Definitely insightful, and I think that's going to help a lot of people, Scotty, with all the things she's kind of put out there, because apparently she said, you know, in the interview, her email was absolutely blown up, and she's getting contacted from so many women, and especially with the same kind of issues and problems and stuff. So I think that will help a lot of women out there. Now, I want to mention a few things from our sponsors. International Protein have a new type of protein out. It's called IsoCuts. It's a thermogenic whey protein isolate. It's got 8 fat-burning ingredients in it. It's got some added vitamins and minerals and stuff like that. So definitely a good product. You know, it's not going to have all the crap sources of protein and stuff in there. It's just got pure whey protein isolate. So definitely check out that product. You can get through Mass Nutrition stores. So, yep, get on to that. And speaking of Mass Nutrition, Luke McNally, Scotty, photo went up on Facebook just today, and he looked freaking awesome in it, and it was an awesome photo. Did you happen to see that one?
I did see it because he tagged me in it, so he made sure I saw it, and he made sure that he capitalized on my popularity and exposed himself to all of my friends. So well done to Luke on that shameless self-promotion. He did look pretty good. He's got some crazy traps on him and some very, very good shoulder width. So it's a good angle for his physique. Yeah, he looked great.
Yeah, he looked awesome in the photo. I saw it and I thought, who the fuck's that? And there's Luke, and he just, yeah, his traps are freaking insane. And I don't know if the photographer, it's Daniel...
Daniel Rapetti.
Yeah.
He's very awesome, good. He's done a lot of stuff with Luke Ashembri as well. He's got some great pictures. So if you can make Luke Ashembri look hard, you've obviously got some tricks in your bag.
The rivalry continues. But yeah, that's an awesome shot. I think it looks really cool. It's excellent with the, like, I don't know, just the way it's shot, it just looks freaking awesome. So yeah, maybe he'll be the next, he'll be up there with Charles Lothian and stuff soon.
He's a little bit different to Charles, but yeah. Man, seriously, check out the Mass Nutrition Seven Hills page, and a lot of their artwork and stuff's done by Daniel, and it's always, always good.
Yeah, so nice little plug there for Daniel, and yeah, awesome shots, and awesome shot of Luke. He looks freaking awesome, that shot. Like, I can't get over how fucking good, cool that shot is. Anyway, we'll move on. Bulk Nutrients, their monthly promotion. You've already got another day or two to the end of October. So their promotion this month is to get a free tub of capsules when you order over $250 worth. So you just put in your customer comments which one you want, which tub of capsules, and they'll chuck that in for free for you. So always a good deal there with Bulk Nutrients. So make sure you support our sponsors. Get behind them because they support us. And that's it for another show, Scotty.
Is it? I think we've left out something fairly important.
Oh, no. Yes. Sorry, Scotty. Sorry. Now, obviously, your Mass Nutrition Mooney Pond store is opening very soon, Scotty.
It is opening very soon. This Saturday, 131 Puckle Street, Mooney Ponds. I'll be in the store all weekend, 10 till 5, Saturday and Sunday. I'm sure Anita will be in there too, as will a host of my bodybuilding celebrity friends will be coming by. I'm twisting the arm of people like Benson Millgate and Belinda Gailey and all these people, are forcing them to come down, guilt-tripping them into it. So we should have a fair few interesting people parading through the shop. come down and check it out. We're offering 10% off everything in store, and the prices are already cheap, so you'll get some great deals. I've got the muscle meals getting collected from there every Saturday as well. So very exciting times. Mass Nutrition Moonee Ponds, the first of its kind in Melbourne. Come down and check it out.
That's awesome. Yeah, and definitely anyone out there that is kind of anywhere near that area, I'd be definitely getting on a muscle meals and going in there every Saturday if I lived in Melbourne. And hopefully somehow it comes to Tasmania, whether it's through me or someone else. I don't know if the logistics work, but hopefully that happens, because I'm dying for something like this down here, and it would just it saves a lot of time, doesn't it, Scotty?
Muscle meals are unbelievable. Like, I mean, you think, okay, it saves me prep time, but it saves you clean-up time and grocery shopping time and all sorts of things. It's amazing how much time it actually frees up when you just don't think about it, don't worry about it. You just pull your meals out of the fridge and get on with your day. They're the most draining thing you have to do is remember to take them out of the freezer and put them in the fridge so they defrost.
Yeah, that's awesome. I cannot wait to maybe either move somewhere where it has them or, yeah, like I said, get it down here. And that's it for the show, Scotty. I'm sorry I almost forgot you there with your store opening. I had it written down, but I skipped over it, and I think I just chose to ignore it because I had your name next to it.
I did also, just one last thing. I did also get 264 likes on a status the other day.
Ooh, that's big.
It's pretty fucking big. Well, no, that's Meatax style big. That's some crazy numbers there.
Yeah, well, what was it? What were you saying in it?
I'll read it to you because it's hard to explain. There is a man that trains at Doherty's at the same time as me every morning. Often we cross paths. On the rare occasion our eyes meet, yet never do we so much as exchange a polite nod or greeting. We have showered and got dressed at the same time on many occasions, always in silence. I do not know his name or anything about him. It is quite probable he thinks I'm a stuck-up prick. But I love him like a brother for leaving me the fuck alone during my time every morning. He is hoping we never become friends and I'm burdened with the social niceties that entails.
Nice,
264 likes.
Oh. He's at 247 for some reason.
People loved it, man. They loved shit.
I actually did see that status. Did I like it?
Oh, man, I can't possibly scroll through all those likes.
Oh, yeah, whatever. All right.
I checked to see if Kelly liked it. She didn't like that one. A bit upset. I have to assume she's seen my relationship status now. So she's no longer flooding me with likes anymore. She's over me.
That's upsetting.
It is upsetting.
Yeah. Anyway, Scotty, we'll move on. That's the end of the show for another week. It's episode number 26, I believe. And remember, with Aussie Muscle Radio, the truth hurts.
Aussie Muscle Radio is a presentation of RX Muscle Australia, the truth in Australian bodybuilding. Visit rxmuscle.com.au for all the latest bodybuilding news, videos, contest coverage, and so much more. Tune in next week at this same time for another round with Xavier Wills and Scott Goble, only on Aussie Muscle Radio.